This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Wonderful to be with you on this Thursday morning. We broadcast today from Clearwater, home, of course, of Philly spring training baseball. We at WIP, home of Philly's baseball. And looking forward to the April through, early November variety. Look, we'll see how it goes, obviously, this season. But they have a very good team. We'll talk a lot of Phils today as we broadcast today from their home ballpark down south, which is wonderful to be here, as we have been many times before. So we'll bring you some great, or at least we hope great, interviews today. Rob Thompson, 7:30. Dave Dombrowski, 9:30. So a lot to do there. A lot on the Eagles. Obviously getting closer and closer to the start of free agency beginning of next week in a big thing came into focus yesterday, which is Zach Bond. Big money for Zach Bond. We'll talk about that. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
It's great to see you down here.
You as well, my man.
Even though it's dark and I can't see you that well.
That's all right. That's okay.
This is beautiful. I learned something while traveling yesterday.
Yes, sir.
The Vikings had excellent hygiene, but they also were vain while traveling and conquering and attacking people. They were bleaching their hair. They were bleaching their hair and beards blonde with lye, and they were wearing eye black, essentially, to protect their eyes, but it was also like guy liner.
Wow.
Vikings were way out in front on this stuff.
They were vain. Yeah. They were wearing guy liner and they were bleaching their hair and beards.
Well, nice.
That's a bizarro fact.
It does take a little bit away from the toughness
the tough
of Vikings.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They thought it made them look more ferocious.
Yeah, maybe not.
It protected their eyes from the harsh the glare of the snow, but it also looked kind of cool.
Yeah, the bleach blonde part was a little less tough.
Well, let me tell you what's very cool: getting Zach Bond back. Holy mackerel! So. Let's get into this, guys. Now, we got a lot to do on the Phils, but let's start Eagles with the news yesterday. I will tell you, I was really shocked, and I'll use that word, shocked, that it was that much money. If you don't know, and I'm sure most people listening do, it was 3 years, $51 million with $34 million guaranteed. It's actually not that different than the Bryce Huff.
I was going to say, that's the Bryce Huff guy.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So my first reaction was, awesome, Zach Bond, awesome, and very happy for him. My second reaction was, it was more money than I expected. And I would tell you, it was like a decent amount more. I mean, the reality is, this is kind of what I was thinking, and I'll even use the word fearing, about a month or two ago. And then, like, everybody told, oh, no, he's not going to get that much. No, 3 and 30. He's old. He's an inside linebacker. And I'm like, all right, I guess you're right. No, those people weren't right. He got paid a lot of money, man. Was it more than you expected?
I think people were throwing around sort of the same numbers for the guard, for the off-ball inside linebacker, for there are for the mid-level defensive tackle. A lot of these guys had similar numbers attached, and then you had a separate set of numbers that were like best-case scenario. I thought $17 million a year was best case scenario for Zach Bond.
Well, for him, yes.
And again, so I'm happy good for him.
But it does
good for him for getting that.
Of course.
I agree. The fact that it was at the top end of the range that I expected to see, I guess that's a good sign that other teams might have been interested also, that other teams might have been more actively seeking his services.
John, that's a great point. You know why it's a great point? Because it's what I said for a couple weeks or months. Like, hey, guys, this isn't as simple as, like, he wants to be here and they want him here.
But it is
like,
as simple as they paid him.
Yeah, because
they want him.
I know.
And Vic Fangio matters. His defense matters. Yeah. It's part of what won us a Super Bowl. And he's a major part of that recipe. So, of course, they were hoping to bring him back. I'm glad for him that it looks the way that it does. I think it makes us a better team. So wonderful. And I'm not worried, even though initially that, you know, $17 million a year is more than I had expected. It is, I guarantee in a year from now, we'll look at this and say Howie was on the front of this rather than pulling up the rear. He's now getting paid less than some of the top off-ball inside linebackers. It always happens with Howie.
Well,
we look at these contracts in a vacuum. And they look crazy, the numbers. Right now, the number's big. In 2 years, Howie is, a genius because he did this.
I'll say this. Here's one of the – and, look, you can react on the Zach Bond thing, and I want to get to a lot with the Phils. It's 215-592-9494. I want to be clear. I'm not trying to skew negative. I'm really happy for him, and I'm thrilled for both the Eagles and us that he's back because that was a big priority, and I'm thrilled they got him. I'll just say this. When a guy's salary increases eightfold. I don't know what it was last year. Maybe two.
It's 3 million, I believe. Yeah.
All right. So when you go from 3 to 17 million, it's about a sixfold increase.
Yeah.
The player doesn't typically get six times better. Okay.
Certainly not when they're a defensive player of the year candidate.
Right.
Yeah.
So like it's, you know, it makes it harder on the Sweat and Milton Williams and the blah 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 and all down the line. Becton and all. All right. So you can react on Zach Bond. What was your reaction? What is your reaction to the news of Zach Bond? Again, 3 years, $51 million, $34 million guaranteed, 215-592-9.
You say it makes it harder on the Sweat and Milton Williams.
Signing him.
Like, expecting to sign
Sweat. Well, but he's
Sweat
just saying
anything. To get Kenny Gainwell, to get someone else's free agent, to have whatever.
Miles Garrett
exactly
what I'm hoping.
All right, he ain't coming here. All right. Now, we broadcast.
Don't say that. Okay. You hate being wrong like it's the plague. You're going to be wrong if you keep saying that.
All right. We broadcast today from Clearwater, home of Phillies spring training baseball, which, by the way, our coverage today brought to us by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. So we're here today and tomorrow. Rob Thompson on the show at 7:30. Dave Dombrowski at 9:30. Needless to say, we got an awful lot to discuss with them. One of the things, obviously, and this would be more of a Rob Thompson topic than a Dombrowski topic, is the leadoff spot, which, you know, we've had a couple different polls in the last few weeks of who should lead off, John, and overwhelmingly, our poll results have been that Trey Turner should be the leadoff hitter and that Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter. Now, my mindset is that, based on what I sense of what has been said down here the last couple weeks, that Trey Turner will be the leadoff hitter. I don't think he should be. I actually think a lot of people are really overcomplicating this. I would stick with Kyle Schwarber. I would stick with him because he's the guy that gets on base at the highest percentage other than Bryce Harper. And I would stick with him because of the fact that he's not the reason why they lost in the playoffs. He's not. They lost in the playoffs, ironically, because guys like Trey Turner didn't hit well. So it's like, yeah, let's move him up to one. As I've said for a few weeks now, Trey Turner to one to me is great in theory, but that theory meets a problem if the guy doesn't get on base enough. So I'm curious today. Let's dive in and curious where you stand at 215-592-9494 on who should lead off. Our poll result, just so you know, from about 2 weeks ago, who should it be? 61% said Trey Turner, who obviously is the fastest. There's no question about that. 20% said Kyle Schwarber. 19% said Bryson Stott. John, you've been on the Bryson Stott thing. Tell me why and how strong you feel.
Well, I hope that Trey Turner is able to do a bang-up job because it feels like it's going to be his opportunity. It feels that way. We're not sure yet. I think Bryson Stott gives us a better chance. He's Trey's faster. Bryson can steal. Bryson is smart. Bryson, I've seen him. His eye at the plate, his approach has been so advanced, so far ahead of schedule for being such a young player. Last year was abnormal. Last year was an outlier, and that's what's most recently in our you know, the records, our brain,
recency,
you know,
bias.
You pull out the recency bias, and we feel like Bryson Stott is an ineffective offensive player. Man, he's shrewd at the plate. If you just think back to how many times, I would get frustrated at the way he would take, but he is very, very advanced and specific in what he knows he's looking for. He'll lay off when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Last year was not Bryson Stott as we know him
because
he's injured. Yeah. We found that out after the fact. I think he deserves an opportunity. If Trey can't get it done, I believe Bryson Stott can and will get it done as the leadoff guy if he just gets the opportunity. Now, that means that Trey Turner fails at being the leadoff guy, so I don't necessarily love that.
Right.
But I do think he'll hold it down if he gets the chance.
Yeah, it does feel like Trey's going to get it. I don't think he should. I don't think Stott should. James, you've given us a few different perspectives on this one. Where do you land as we're, by the way, 3 weeks officially today to the start of the season.
Wow.
Thursday, March, whatever that is. It's in 21 days.
We're closer to the baseball season than we are to where the Super Bowl was now. We've crossed over.
I think that's right. Yeah. All right, James, who should it be?
So I think it should be Kyle Schwarber, but I am open to the idea of Trey Turner leading off. If you want to give me a lineup of Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Alec Bohm, Kyle Schwarber, and then we're off, or if you want to put Castellanos in the 3-0, that's fine. Lefty-righty, that whole thing, it works. Like, I am fine with them switching it up a little bit based on how the last two seasons have finished. You know, I agree. I think Kyle Schwarber makes the most sense. He gets on base the most. I like when he hits a home run early. It gives you a 1-0 lead. You win games way more often when you take an early lead. Like, I think Schwarber is good at the top of the lineup. I think he's a good leadoff hitter. I would stick with it. But, look, sometimes you got to change. And even if it's just for change sake, even if it's around a little bit.
Even if it's not the reason why they lost.
You
agree with me.
It is not the reason they lost, without a doubt.
Thank you.
I would keep him there.
Yep.
But especially with how excited Turner seems about it. And if it's going to get him going, like, I'm fine with mixing it up a bit. But I definitely would not have a super long leash with it. Like, I'm not going, this is our lineup for the next 2.5 months and let's see what happens. Like, I'm fine to try it, but if it isn't working, I'm moving.
All right, simple question, James. And I said this a couple days ago, and then we kind of veered off from a topic standpoint. But I want to really drill down on this today, knowing that the majority of our audience, based on polling feedback we've received, thinks Trey should get it and thinks Trey will get it. I'm going to ask this question to everyone. James Seltzer, first crack at it. Do you trust Trey Turner?
I trust him more than I think a lot of people do. Like, I think that because he has had some real downs here, I think his overall, what he's produced has been a little, and because of the playoff stuff, I think he's looked at worse than he's actually been. I mean, he batted .295
last year.
Yeah,
he had a higher average last year than people would think based on our perception.
Like, he's a good hitter. I thought he was a great hitter. If nothing else, he's good, and he's probably a very good hitter. He is the Phillies' second-best hitter, at worst, third. It's Harper, Schwarber, and Turner, in my opinion. So
he also gets judged on the contract. And
of course he does.
He should be, but to your point, he's better than
it's a sunk cost at this point. The contract is what it is. Like, I get that he's going to be judged against it, but I think because of the contract, people look at him as worse than he is. He is still a really good baseball player, so I trust Trey Turner, I think, more than most Phillies fans.
All right, look, 215-592-9494. I mean, all of this on the table. Again, we'll talk to Rob Thompson and Dave Dombrowski in the next couple hours to go through these and many other Phillies issues. Reminder, our spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Who should lead off? Do you trust Trey Turner? And what is your reaction to Zach Bond? He got paid, guys, and I'm happy for him.
He got paid.
He got paid. But it does, you know, complicate that salary cap reality a bit. It does, a bit. Not. It's not a crusher.
Well, having the highest paid running back and the fifth highest paid linebacker, the Philadelphia Eagles, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. Joe, I text James yesterday right after the signing, and I said, it is my belief now the salary cap is nothing more than a myth. And James did not disagree with me.
Well, wait till next week when you find out who the Eagles lose. You know, we James and I literally saw Mekhi Becton literally leaving Philadelphia
at the airport. We saw him. I gave him a little fist bump. Go Birds! I'm like, go Birds!
And I was thinking,
did you get any information?
He's going somewhere.
Hard to miss Mekhi Becton at the airport. I'll tell you that.
All right, so let me rip the station for a second here. It's not my style to rip. But, and you guys know this is a pet peeve of mine, and we're going to hear it all day because there's no change in it now. Why, when we return from break, does these things are called stagers or returns in radio lingo. Why does it have to say live from Clearwater as opposed to
this what? Is a classic Jody
as
Cameron thing.
As opposed to we're not live?
Yeah, you love to do this.
I mean, I'm just... Because you guys know stuff gets written in radio and TV along those lines. And, like, I know sometimes things aren't live, but normally it's kind of understood that it's not live. Like, what would make us not live right now?
I love doing it.
It's during our show.
It's exactly why I put it in the update, because I know it annoys you.
It does.
But we're not in studio. We're live from Philly spring training.
Because it sounds cool, Joe.
You
want to take shots at Brent Musburger now? Exactly.
No, that was cool, because what he was saying is this view of Veterans
is
Stadium
live in the moment. Yes. I mean, and here's the thing. I know you're like a semantics
exactus,
guy.
Exactus
and semantics are a thing. Yes. But, like, we are actually live.
But so were we yesterday.
It's unnecessary,
tomorrow.
But it is factually correct.
And you know what? When we are going to play some audio, we'll tell you, hey, this was an interview from yesterday.
But we're playing it live. You know, we're playing it live. So.
All right. So good morning, Sam. I'm just poking some fun. Hey,
you know what was a big deal this morning?
What?
The Wawa has chorizo. Did you guys notice this?
I did not.
The chorizo sandwich.
Don't know it.
The chorizo breakfast
Wait,
sandwich.
Wait, hold on. You don't know what chorizo is?
No clue.
Wait, what?
Really? I'm happy I qualified there.
Four words. What are my four words? Don't what, know, don't care.
What do you think chorizo is?
Like a chimichurri kind of thing.
What?
Sounds like it.
What does that mean?
Chimichurri is that green thing that goes on like a...
It's a sauce.
Hold on.
It's
so
good.
Wait, what are you talking about right now?
Chimichurri, it's a green thing that goes on like steaks, right?
Green,
yes, Joe, you are correct. It's
more
a
or
sauce.
Less, yeah. So it's a sauce.
Chimichurri is that sauce
that
you're talking
like the word
about.
You're saying. What word are you saying?
Chorizo.
Chorizo sounds like it. So maybe it's a blue thing.
It's different. I'm excited that they have chorizo at the Wawa on the breakfast sandwiches here.
Go.
I don't know if that's a new thing and if we have that back at home also, but the chorizo is fantastic.
I love chorizo.
It's sausage,
the things,
Joe,
that pump up, John.
It is a spicy
you're right about that. That's
Mexican
good.
Sausage that's wonderful.
That's good, man.
You should try it. You might like it. You won't like it. You're not into the spiciness.
I also don't know if it would agree with you. So
that's
to
the
speak.
Problem.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I got
steer clear,
cheese
actually.
And crackers this morning.
I know. You got a charcuterie thing.
I did.
I know. I saw you standing
Are you
in
serious?
Line.
That's all you ate?
I have my Wawa breakfast sandwich and my hash brown.
Right.
And I see Joe standing in line with like a cartoon
crackers and
thing.
Cheese.
And,
huh?
And like Italian meats.
Yes, we're going to have Dave Dombrowski. We're going to have Dave Dombrowski on the show later. I can't leave to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the interview. So I'm a team player and I play it safe.
I will say.
So that means you have to eat crackers? Unless you want to go fleeing the room in an emergency situation,
I mean,
you have to eat crackers.
All-time radio moment if you had to go to the bathroom during the Dave Dombrowski interview. I'll just say that. You know?
You imagine? All right.
Like forever it would be brought up.
215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, as you know, we've been giving away, hopefully you know, we have been giving away throughout the week Eric Clapton tickets. We give another pair away today. It's a great prize. Look, it's Clapton. He's an all-timer. He's going to be in town in September at the Wells Fargo Center, September 13th. Tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. They go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., and that's at Ticketmaster.com. So you can purchase the tickets tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. Happy birthday goes out to the great Shaquille O'Neal, one of the, 10 to 12 best players probably in the history of the NBA, four-time champion, whole deal. He's also a dude with just a lot of nicknames.
he is a dude with a lot of nicknames.
The Diesel, he's the Big Aristotle.
Shaq.
Well, Shaq. Yeah, Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq's a nickname.
Shaq's. All right. So in honor of Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, Diesel, and all that stuff, we asked you today at 215-592-9494, who's got the best nickname of all time? Can be someone alive. Give me someone that's passed away. Obviously, there are many that come from the world of sports, but there are many outside the world of sports. When you think of a great nickname, best answer, whoever provides the best nickname by the end of the show, you're going to see Eric Clapton. John Ritchie, give me a nickname.
Yeah. Magic Johnson's tough to beat. We've talked about nicknames before. Magic Johnson. His name's Irvin.
Yeah.
His name is Irvin Johnson. A lot of people don't realize that. I know I didn't realize that growing up. Magic Johnson was Magic Johnson, or just Magic, and it's so appropriate. And it's just that's all you can think of when you think of this man.
I know.
Magic. Great name.
Do you think it was born out of an inappropriate sexual,
liaison?
Wow, I thought it was had to do with his skills in the basketball court, but sure.
Magic, given that when he was very young.
Magic Johnson, are you kidding me? All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here.
Could I pull Magic off? Magic Seltzer? What do you think? I'm going to go with, and we've done nicknames before, like John said, but it's been a little while, and I'm going to go with one that has come up since then. Okay. It is a Philadelphia nickname. I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is one of the most clever things that anyone has ever come up with. Quinyanamo Bay.
I think
it's genius. Yeah. I think it's so great.
I like it a lot, too. All right, Rhea, what do you got?
An oldie but a goodie. William the refrigerator, Perry.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I mean, that is a classic. Yeah. Look, there's a, and then, of course, the fridge, as yeah. it is often called. So many ways to go here. 215-592-9494. I'll abstain to give people the chance.
Oh, how about the hammer?
Were you taking it off the board?
Yes.
I was going to give people a chance to have it as a winning answer.
I'm not allowing anyone to call in and say the hammer. When there are 8 trillion great nicknames out there, the hammer will not be accepted. Unless it's a different hammer. That's still on the table.
Can I say this? I'm the real hammer.
No!
Stop it.
Dave Schultz, if you are listening, I would like to apologize from the bottom of my heart.
All right, James, true or false? Dave Schultz, when he's 97 years old, could or could not beat me up?
197.
By the way, Dave Schultz one time set the record for most penalty minutes in a season. I think it was like 430.
That's impressive.
It seems impossible. That is, like, think about 2 minutes, 5 minutes. How many you have to compile?
432 rings a bell. It's something like that. It's starting to come out. That's true. Both at home and here.
True statement.
I like it a lot.
The sun is coming.
All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, let's get a lot of calls here. As we broadcast today from spring training, coverage brought to us by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll get to some audio of Jesus Luzardo coming up shortly. Get to know him a little bit. He's obviously going to be a prominent Phil this season. Zach Bond, are you surprised he got so much money? And who should lead off for the Fightin' Phils this year? 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson joins us in an hour at 7:30. Let's get to Kyle calling us from Wayne. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Super.
Good, good. Bill, I wanted to talk about your concern with the Zach Bond signing. So I'd like to think I'm this, you know, not the smartest guy when it comes to understanding the cap, so I kind of surrender to that. But I think, you know, I look at it like this. Every year the Eagles in my lifetime as 30 years old have had a great or good linebacker. We have been pretty much one of the best teams, if not the best team
in
the NFC.
It's so true. It's so true.
You know, so you got Trotter, Bradham that 1 year. Jordan Hicks, and then now, I mean, let's talk since 2000. And then now Zach Bond, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
Sean Barber in 2002, who had a dominant
impact. And TJ Edwards and Kaiser White in 2022.
Yeah, more Edwards
exactly.
than White.
Of course, yeah.
So I think
even Stuart Bradley in 2008, they got to the conference finals, and he was really good in 2008 before he got hurt.
Loved him.
Yeah.
Unfortunate the next year, but I think when it comes to that, we know what it's like when we have such poor linebacking play and you can't do anything about it because there's no, once the season starts, there's zero free good linebackers on the market that, you know, available at that time. So you kind of had to figure it out now or in the draft. And I appreciate that they're trying something that they really haven't done before.
Especially after the Saquon thing, Kyle. I mean, the Saquon thing, and it's kind of like the T.O. thing in 2004. When they stepped out of their comfort zone and paid a receiver in 2004, when they stepped out of their comfort zone and paid a running back in 2024, you know, it bore a lot of positive results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes to the Phils, lead off? Look, I'm with you. It's not Schwarber's fault, but it's one of those things that I think they just have to switch up. I think if we go into it the same thing this year and we fail and, you know, it doesn't go our way, we know as fans, we're not going to be patient with that, right? And I think this is a really, really important year more than ever. I mean, it goes without saying, but I think also for Bryce Harper as well. I mean, look, I mean, there's pressure on him now, right? I mean, Joe, I wanted to come at you yesterday, but I couldn't get on the line. But I think there is a lot of what I envy about Jalen Hurts is, ability. But it's one thing I just wanted to call out. You were calling out how great Harper was in the, you know, DS loss, CS loss, whatever it may be.
Yep.
You don't seem to do that same thing with how great Hurts was 2 years in the Super Bowl. But
no, I've talked about Hurts was great in that Super Bowl, and Hurts was great in the conference title game and this Super Bowl. I mean, there's no question about that.
Well, so Harper asked for more money,
I told you I wouldn't give him more money, and I've told you I think it's ridiculous he wants more money. Look, I'll tell you this, Kyle. There's probably nobody, and I mean this, nobody in the city of Philadelphia harder on Bryce Harper year one than me. Now, I have come to really appreciate him because he's a truly great player and a legit Hall of Famer. But John and James, especially from the Midday Show, can tell you, year one Harper, I was rough.
Way too hard on him.
Well, you know what? He did need to pick it up, and that was my point. And he did pick it up.
What year is Harper in right now? Year 11?
Year 6. Oh, in his career. Yeah, he's 11 or 12. Yeah.
That's wild. Hey, Cole, give me an answer, my man.
14? Mike Angelina says year 14, which is wild.
Crazy. Cole, give me an answer. Best nickname ever. Who's got it?
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem the Dream. Not
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like Hakeem the Dream. That's a good one. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall right now. Hi, Gary.
Hey, morning, guys. How's Florida doing?
It is gorgeous.
It's great, man.
Gary, just gorgeous.
We're close to Cuba.
Gitmo, you want to go see if Nathan Jessup's available?
Oh, that's right. That's right. How about that? All right, what do you got, Gary?
All right, two things, Eagles and Phillies. Let's start with how he sees them because, you know, we stepped outside the box last year, not only signing a running back, but then we also drafted two corners. And then this year, we re-signed a linebacker. I think Howie's really stepping his game up, realizing the situation, and I'm looking forward to the next move. I'm waiting for the next pawn to drop.
Well, here's the only problem I'll tell you on that one, Gary. I think the next series of moves is going to be more about who's out than who's in. I mean, if you really think about it, they redid Saquon. And they got Zach Bond. But I think what you'll hear next week is a lot more guys out than in. A lot more.
Oh, right? That's expected. I understand.
No, that is expected. That's right.
I mean,
John, let me ask the question to John. John, what is the next move for the Eagles? Like, what is it that they actually bring in?
Myles Garrett.
No, they're not going to get
Myles. That's the next move. Now, there have been people on the outside saying, what is Howie doing, moving money around, trying to figure out a way to manipulate things to get room for Myles Garrett?
I mean, it could be 17... room for Milton Williams, just to be fair, because that is easier. You don't have to trade for him. You don't have to give up.
It also could be room.
It's all pretend money with Howie. It really – I don't know why we wonder and we worry.
Because there's a finite amount of money.
That's $17 million a year. It sounds massive. It is massive. And it's 3 years, 51. Zach Bond, thank you for paying him that much. It feels as though that is oppressively massive for a contract for a guy playing that position.
It's a lot.
But somehow it's going to work. Somehow with Howie has planned ahead for this by 2 years.
Well,
we know that.
Here's the thing, Gary, I'd say, and look, I'm psyched about the Eagles. There's nothing not to be psyched about. I'll say this, though. 2 years ago, to me, is a great indicator that when you have that many great players, you lose a bunch. I mean, guys, 2 years ago, they lost 5 defensive starters. Not because they wanted to, because that's the way the world works.
And that means that younger players will have to step up. It's exciting to see what these young guys can do. I know what I saw from a guy like Kelee Ringo on special teams was he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he'll hit you. I wonder if that translates to being ready for defense yet. I don't know that. It's just he'll have an opportunity to prove himself.
Yep.
And we do certainly have numbers in the secondary. Youth and numbers in the secondary is what we've got right now.
All right, Gary, give me an answer. Best nickname ever.
There can only be one, Joe. The Great One.
The Great One is a great nickname.
That is good.
The Great One, man, that is... And there, I believe, were two great ones. He's talking Gretzky, obviously. But wasn't that Jackie Gleason's nickname?
I didn't know that, really.
I think so. I think he was known as the great
one. So you're saying
not
that...
Not the great one to
you're,
me.
You're Gretzky's saying, a ripoff.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. You're saying Gretzky stole the nickname.
I think Jackie Gleason is the great one. I think.
Does that diminish it at all for you? Look at the tiniest little bit.
I've never watched any episode of The Honeymooners at all. I've never watched a second.
Especially when one is in the nickname. Like, there can only be one.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well said.
You know what Jonesy used to say about Gretzky? Because
because, you know, he was the great one.
Yeah.
We were both born in the same hometown. Jonesy was the next one.
Well, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494 if we're to climb in on everything we're discussing today. Also, Twitter poll question of the day. And you can react on the phone lines to this one. But Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are you surprised Zach Bond got so much money? 3 years, $51 million, $34 million guaranteed. I was more than surprised. I was shocked. Are you surprised? Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get to know Jesus Luzardo a little bit. So he was on with the afternoon guys earlier. It was those guys earlier.
Yeah, he was on Monday, I think, or Tuesday.
Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
It was a great interview.
Yeah, so Luzardo, you know, going to be in the rotation. Might be their third starter, might be their fourth, might be their fifth. Very talented pitcher for Miami. You might not know, but he started game, you knew, 2 years ago. He started game one versus the Phillies in the playoffs in 2023. Phillies won that series in two games, best of three. They won in two games, but
Luzardo pitched pretty well.
Yeah, he was the guy out there at Citizens Bank. He's a talented pitcher. Let's listen to Luzardo looking back to that day, also his view of fans. Some interesting stuff from Jesus Luzardo.
You started game one in 2023. What can you kind of remember about walking into Citizens Bank Park that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my family was in town. We were walking around. I think I went to Reading Terminal Market, and you could just feel like the energy of the city was alive. And you could just feel, you know, going to the ballpark. And then when I first stepped out to start warming up, you could just hear all the boos just coming from all over the place. And I loved it. I mean, I just, you know, playing that villain role, being, you know, getting booed, it, you know, there's a reason why they're booing you. So I loved it. I had a great time. But obviously now I'm more excited to be on the home side for it.
Has anyone on the team talked to you about the fans? Because we, you know, we can be great fans, and then also we have a history of being difficult if things aren't going our way. Have you had that conversation with anybody yet?
Yeah, I mean, everyone says it. You know, the fans let you know if you're doing well or you're doing bad.
Yeah.
They'll make sure to let you know. But at the end of the day, I respect it. You know, I mean, I was a fan growing up. You know, I still am a fan of the game and of multiple sports, and I feel the same way, you know. So, for me, you know, I like the Dolphins growing up, so I get frustrated when the Dolphins aren't doing well. And so I understand the fan side, and I respect it. You know, if I'm not doing well, I deserve to get booed. So I don't take it to heart, and if anything, it motivates me to be better.
All right, Jesus Luzardo, sounds like a cool dude. James, you follow the intricacies of other teams in baseball more than any of us. Two questions.
Yes. Have I owned Jesus Luzardo in fantasy before? Yes, I have.
Wow.
Is that your question?
No,
yeah.
Wasn't.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Question one, and it's the most important question.
Yes.
How good is he? And question two, whether he, Ranger, or Sanchez is the five, is it fair to say whoever is the five this year is the best five in the history of the Phillies?
Yes, I would say so. I mean,
better than Vince Velasquez.
Yeah, just slightly
remember
better.
Remember those days, Sean? Vince. By the way, he was like their three and four at times.
I know. He was their one.
That's
at a
true.
Point.
Their three. He was their three.
He was their one at a certain point in that little run there. Yeah.
Maybe.
But
so how good is this Luzardo guy?
So the ceiling is ace. Like, he has ace potential in him. He was the number one prospect in the sport at a certain point. Again, he was the Marlins game one starter in that playoff series. Not that the Marlins have the most talent in the world. But
is it like Wheeler that he had injuries and stuff?
So, no, it's not even that. Like, he had some injuries early on.
Yep.
Got traded from the A's to the Marlins. Has been with bad organizations his entire career so far. And has just not kind of put it all together. He's had flashes. Like, his first half of 2 years ago, would that be 2020, the 2023 season?
Yep.
He was awesome. Like,
well,
he
had to be because the Marlins made the playoffs.
Lights out.
Someone had to help them make
the
playoffs.
And he had a really good year that year overall. Yep. Was a little down last year. But again, I think we've seen guys get in with this group, with Caleb Cotham and the pitching development staff that they have now. And we've seen great results. I mean, whether it's Chris Sanchez, obviously, I think the biggest success story in terms of taking someone from low down and turning them into something.
Yep.
But what they've done with even the vets, with Wheeler, how he's done with those guys. Obviously, what they've done with Ranger, what they've done with a lot of these bullpen guys, the Hoffmans, the Stroms, all these people, and turning them into what they are.
Yeah.
I have really high hopes for getting Luzardo in here and getting them with, again, he has pitched for the A's and the Marlins. Like, he has not pitched for a great organization before.
Sure.
And now he's coming into a really good spot with really good coaching and a really good team around him. Like, I think the ceiling is really high for Jesus
Luzardo. I like it. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to Zach Bond getting as much money as he did, $51 million, $34 million guaranteed. Lazardo, who, by the way, did struggle yesterday, gave up three home runs and three pitches.
It was hard not to laugh through that whole thing with James and not anything. I'm going, anybody who was watching him yesterday was like, what?
The back-to-back pitch thing is bad when it's three in a row.
A grand slam.
Yeah. And here's what I have to say about that. Who cares? It's spring training.
I agree.
I thought you were going to go with baseball.
Especially with pitchers, and even more than anything, like pitchers, they could go out and be like, work on your curveball today, dude. Like, it's spring training. We want you to develop that pitch, and they throw it a lot, whatever that is. I don't worry at all about spring training and pitching.
Best give up a home run story ever. I didn't know this one until last year when this story made the rounds. Greg Maddux, prime, facing Jeff Bagwell. He's got an 8-0 lead. Greg Maddux intentionally throws a bad pitch to Jeff Bagwell. So Bagwell will hit the home run. 8-0 lead becomes 8-1, knowing that later in the season he was going to face Bagwell in a big spot. Bagwell would expect a certain pitch.
Yeah,
And Maddux got him.
Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's like, it was that.
That's 4D chess right
there. What was the catcher? Perez? Perez, I think the Perez was the guy's name, told that story. The other story Perez told, which I never, ever, ever heard before about Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux, after he would throw the ball, pitch the ball, when he would receive the ball back from the catcher, the way he caught the ball would tell the catcher what pitch he was going to throw.
No way, really?
He would move his glove towards certain sections of his body, and that would tell the catcher what he wanted to throw next.
That's really cool.
Is psychotic.
Yeah, that's really
good. That is unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mike in Northeast Philadelphia. Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What up, yo?
What up, buddy?
Hi, listen, talking about Zach Bourne, what a relief. I think he's worth every dollar. I think he's a stud. He's going to grow, barring hopefully no injuries. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Howie Long. I mean, he's just one of them guys. He's focused. He's quick, off the line, intense. Angry looking.
Howie Long hit the ground running a little earlier in his career.
Zach Bond is it's freakish.
Yeah,
Zach Bond is able to do things that no one I haven't seen. I played against linebackers, inside off ball linebackers. They were not his size, 6'3", 240 pounds, running a 4.3. That is insane. You know what that really is like, the freak. You know, when we brought the freak in. Curse. Coming off the edge, no one had seen. I forget. He was similar. He was like he was a 4.3 guy.
Yeah.
That was his speed. Remember how strange that was?
I
can remember watching tape of Curse coming off one edge and then going and hawking down. I think it might have been against the Giants.
Tiki?
It might have been Tiki Barber. Hawked him down across the field like a 70-yard run.
You know what was too bad, though, on Curse? The Eagles didn't get the best of him.
I know.
The Titans got the best of
him.
For sure.
Yeah, he was still good here, but he wasn't what he... like.
And then injury set in, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, Mike, I think it's very exciting they got Zach Bond back. But again, that money is going to complicate who else they get to... because that's a lot of money, man. It's a lot of money.
He's worth every penny.
I agree with you. He's worth it.
And now you touched on it, John, about going after Miles Garrett. That's the final piece.
Yeah,
I think if we get him, and it just you want to tell Miles you want a Super Bowl, then you come to Philadelphia. That's the right place.
All right, Mike, give me an answer. A great nickname.
Okay, it's something that we all need as human beings to live, and it's the name of the greatest basketball player of all time, hands down, and that is Air Jordan.
Air Jordan's a good
I knew
one
where
too.
He was going as soon as he said it's something we all need to live.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.